the federal housing finance director made allegations that Lisa Cook had committed mortgage fraud. And specifically, he cites two mortgage applications, one for a house in Michigan, one for a house in Georgia, that were filed 2 weeks apart.
Yeah, and years ago, right? Before she had this job.
Correct. So, and both said that they would be her primary residence. Now, you can only have one residence listed as your primary for the year. So she is going to have to answer questions about that detail. But what I want to emphasize is these are allegations. She hasn't been charged with any wrongdoing or fraud yet. So this gets to your question of, can he do this? He needs cause under the law, but the law is very murky when it comes to what exactly cause is. Is it an allegation of fraud? Is it a charge? Is it a conviction? And so I spoke to a number of legal scholars overnight when this came out, and they said this is absolutely going to be challenged in the courts, and it could even go as far as the Supreme Court.
Is the law murky because of how it's written or because who is making the allegations?
How it's written. This goes back to 1913.
Now, what would the impact of this firing be?
So this calls into question the independence of the Federal Reserve. Remember, the Federal Reserve, it uses interest rates to keep inflation low and keep the employment market full. Any sitting president, this would set the precedent. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, that you could potentially use interest rates as a political tool. Mm. And that more broadly, whether you're investors, whether you are foreign countries, it just does call into question the health of the U.S. economy. Those are extreme implications here, though, right? This all has to be worked out. And as I said, this would likely be challenged in the courts.
Why is he coming after her specifically?
Well, because of this allegation
of the job
fraud. Exactly.